What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Back on the Boss Man Show, going to the Mountain East Conference, talk to John Pennington, West Virginia State Yellow Jackets, out of the MEC. Coach Pennington, good to talk to you, man. How's life up there in West Virginia, man?
Man, life is great. We're in the middle of football season. We just finished preseason camp, started school today, so we're right in the middle of everything. It's the best time of year.
Yeah, Coach Pennington, you're going into your seventh season. Can you believe it's been seven seasons you've been a head coach now, starting off this year, like right here in August, man?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely goes fast, just like everything. You know, that's why you got to soak it up, try to be present, and just kind of enjoy every moment that you get out here and get the opportunity to coach young men and lead young men. It's a very rewarding job. It's a high-stress, difficult job at times, but it's so rewarding. And like I said, this time of year, it's the most fun time of year. You've got you got something to do all day, every day. You've got a bigger purpose. You're part of something bigger than yourself. And it's like Christmas pretty much every day until I get some angry emails or some disappointed students.
Now, Coach Mel Gibson, at what point in your career do you decide you want to become a coach? You know, I know my dad's a coach. He'll be 85 years old in 2 weeks. And he still gets coaches players all the time. So at what point did you decide you want to get into coaching? Does this be your life's path?
You know, I it wasn't something that I ever really thought about doing. I always kind of had this assumption that in order to be a head coach, you had to be like a big, loud, mean guy. You know, it was kind of the coaches I had growing up. And it wasn't necessarily in my nature. I was always a captain. I was always vocal. But I was, you know, I wasn't necessarily a yeller and a screamer. I'm a typically positive attitude, optimistic guy. So I just didn't really think that was in the cards for me. And, after I got done playing, I was, just looking for something to do. And I had an opportunity to go to grad school at West Virginia Wesleyan. They were going to pay for grad school and get my MBA. And I was going to coach for them. And I thought, well, I'll do it. I'll get my MBA and then I'll figure out what I want to do with my life. And from the day I started coaching, I knew I wanted to be a head coach. Like from the exact, I remember it, that first practice I ever went to, first summer camp, you know, it was kind of my interview. I thought, this is exactly what I want to do with the rest of my life. And then I spent the next, I don't know how many years, 14 years or so, trying to learn what I need to learn to become a head coach. And now I'm, you know, blessed to be in this position that I'm in today.
Now, Coach, I know how it is for me, you know, being in radio the last 14 years has kept me around the game. You know, the NFL wasn't in my cards, but I didn't want to get a 9-to-5 job per se. The radio done a great thing. I feel like, you know, you've been a coach, me being in the media, getting to be around it, there's something about being around a team and the guys that's been around, the action just still gets me goosebumps every day. But I get on some sideline, man, I feel like I'm going to hit somebody again. You know, so something about this, being around that camaraderie, being around the guys, man, you can't replace that or replicate it in anything else we do.
Yeah, I mean, I think too, like, man, game day is just, it's such a gamut of emotions, right? I mean, you're anxious, you're scared, you're excited, you're fired up, you're worried. I mean, it to me, that's really living life. You know, you're not just sitting there behind a desk, and no offense to anyone that does that. But for me, I want to be out there in the arena. That was something even as a kid, I remember going to games and thinking, I loved being in the stands, but I wanted to be the guy on the field in the arena. And I still get to do that every, you know, week in, week out, even though it's given me some gray hairs and I've had some tough losses and some big wins. It's just, you know, being able to compete, you know, and be part of a team competing together and just trying to, you know, excel at my role, whatever that is. You know, I think that's what excites me and why I keep coming back.
And, you know, for you, you have 34 wins in 6 seasons of 9 losing. I mean, COVID years 2-2, but you've not had a losing season yet. And so talk about the standard and the process of being a West Virginia State Yellow Jacket to set for your team to be successful on the field every day, and in knowing that the fans expect you all to win because you set the standard of winning in the 6 years you've been there.
Yeah, I mean, for us, it's about really focusing on the mental side of the game and how our process, how we lead, you know, are we disciplined, are we mentally tough? So our standard and being a great teammate, you know, I love being part of a team. Me and my wife are a team. Me and my kids are a team. Me and my staff are a team, you know, and so I just want to be part of a team and have a role and try to do well at it. So, you know, that's the standard we hold our guys to, being mentally tough, being a great teammate, and having the discipline you need to have to be successful. And I think that the outcome kind of take care of itself, right? If we do a good enough job as a coaching staff, teaching these young men how to have a championship mindset, teaching them how to be a great teammate, how to be a great leader, and what you need to do in those roles, you know, then we're going to have success on the football field. And as we get better, you know, more and more talent, facilities get better, you know, that those wins should continue to grow and more and more every season. So, you know, I kind of look at it like, you know, you put water in a freezer and initially everything starts to change, but you can't tell. It looks like water at 40 degrees. It's still water, but there's a lot of change happening. And we're waiting to get to that 32 degree mark when it turns into ice. Like all of a sudden it changes, but you know, no one else can see it but us. And I think that's kind of at the point where we're at, where we're starting to get to that 32 degree mark, where you're going to see, hopefully more win totals, more championships as a result of, you know, a great process and a great culture here.
And also a thing about you all is good too, is because, you know, West Virginia loves their sports. There's no pro team West Virginia. So it's you guys, it's other schools in the state that get a foul because the state is not a professional state. So talk about the fan support you all get, knowing that people can really focus on you in the community, really be a part of what you're building, because that's something that's very important too in college experience for a young man as well.
Yeah, I mean, we have an incredible, you know, Yellow Jacket Nation is amazing. And this is my hometown, so I grew up here. And there's so many people connected to West Virginia State in the Kanawha Valley, which is, like I said, my hometown, my area. So just, you know, the people that are rooting for us and connected to us and that have been either went to state or worked at state or know someone that came here has been just incredible. And we don't have a professional team. And, you know, right now WVU hasn't been that good. So a lot of people are, you know, excited about seeing what we're doing here and having a local coach. You know, doing things in the community, I think that goes a long way. But, you know, also being, you know, an HBCU, we have incredible tradition, and we're an HBCU, you know, right here in the Charleston Kanawha Valley. We're probably one of the most diverse HBCUs in the country. So I love that about our school and how we have great tradition, We have, you know, guys from all over the country, all different walks of life. We come together as a family and build something special here in our community. It's that's what makes football great.
No doubt. And I'll ask you this, Coach, how has recruiting changed for you with the portal? I feel like there are guys that are really FCS players or low FBS players who are going to D2 now because the FBS fives only want a known commodity. So you get, and they're not really going after high school guys very hard. So you feel like you're getting better quality high school players and the JUCO players now where the portal and the NIL is up the FBS level.
Yeah, you know, I haven't noticed it like significantly. You know, I think every now and then there is a player that gets overlooked. But you know, they do an incredible job at that Division I level of scouting, and you know, very few times does a guy slip through the cracks that may have the measurables. Now you still may be able to find a guy that doesn't have the measurables that does slip through the cracks. You know, but the transfer portal has definitely changed, you know, our recruiting calendar. You know, how we look at recruiting. You know, for us, it's all about developing young men into leaders. So we necessarily, you know, we always want to get great high school players to develop them. But at the end of the day, you know, we can develop a 20-year-old the same as we develop an 18-year-old, you know, on and off the field. So it just gives another added element that it was already there, to be honest with you. It's just a little easier to find information on those guys, and it just makes it a little more efficient for us. Like, we brought in 6 transfers in the spring. All 6 fit. They fit our culture perfectly, and they're all going to play. They're all, right now, probably all of them are starters. So, I mean, that helps you go out and get guys to come in and help immediately and not kind of have to force those young guys into developing, you know, playing right away. You can really focus on their development. And so, you know, so it's changed some things of how you do it. But at the end of the day, it's still, you know, it's still recruiting and just recruiting some older guys maybe that you weren't in the past.
Well, no doubt. Let me ask this, Coach. Now, you're the head coach, OC, and quarterbacks coach. So I feel like it's good to have your hands on it all right there. I feel like it's a good thing because I feel like you know what you want to do. You know, I don't know. I know my dad was the same way. He called plays on offense, too. He didn't want to pass that off, delegate that. So how's for you, man, playing your quarterbacks, man, playing the game plan, knowing what you want to do every Saturday. You need to know what you want to do when you're calling the plays.
Yeah, I mean, it does help, you know, that you're in control of it. But I think, you know, I love to delegate, and we've got some great coaches that I do delegate to, and they do a lot with the run game and the pass game, and we kind of put our heads together. So it takes a lot off of my plate where I can, you know, some weeks I got to focus more on being the head coach, you know, make sure that the ship is tightened up. Some weeks I got to focus more on the offense because, you know, we got to get the ball moving or score more points. So it allows me to kind of pick and choose where to put my energy and my focus, and having a great staff. That's why you have a great staff. Cause you can rely on, I can rely on Ramon Lee and Andrew Workman to take care of the offense when I need to focus on being a head coach. And I can rely on George Shell and BJ Buckle on the defensive side and with our culture to, you know, to handle things on the defensive side of the ball when I need to put more emphasis on the offense. So I think that's, you know, that's a big part of it. And, you know, in Division II, you know, a lot of times, you know, when you have a great coach, they move up to the Division I level. And we've had guys that are coaching in the NFL and Division I. And if you get away from that too much, you know, you're going to end up constantly changing things on offense. So it makes things a little smoother to, you know, kind of keep me in charge, but facilitate it through our younger coaches, if that makes sense. I mean, Ramon does an outstanding job, and Andrew Workman, they just they really make it go. And I just kind of oversee it. And know, you know, what plays to call accordingly. And we put our heads together to make that happen. So, you know, they are co-offensive coordinators, and not just by title. I mean, that we brainstorm everything together. We come up with everything together.
And for those not aware about the Mountain East Conference, Coach, tell the listeners about the MEC, how tough the ball is in that conference, and what kind of scout styles you see throughout our season when you play in the MEC.
Well, you know, there's not a lot of what you would call bottom feeders. I mean, Notre Dame's won the conference 5 years in a row, and they've gone, you know, made some runs in the playoffs. So they're the team to knock off. But it is a constant cycle between the other, you know, 8 or 9, you know, teams in the middle that are trying to get to that top spot. So there are no easy games on your schedule. I mean, I looked at it hundreds of times this year, and it doesn't get any easier. So it makes it tough, you know, to win week in and week out when you, you know, but if you get to that championship caliber, you know, once we get to that championship caliber team, you know, then that's when you can do that. So We haven't been there yet. That's why, you know, we'll be able to beat some teams this year and some teams, you know, we won't beat them. You know, you'll drop a game every so often, whereas Notre Dame can kind of hold that high standard week in, week out, and that's what we're trying to get to.
And as you all prepare for the season, at what point do you start really preparing for that week one game? Because I know you're trying to work on your sales install stuff right now. So how much do you balance install versus ready to get ready to prepare for that first game of the year?
That's a great question. You know, and right now we're still in camp mode for this week. So we play on a Thursday night. So we're going to give ourselves about a week and a half to get ready for Moorhead. You know, so we're still in that team building mode. But I'll be honest, in the summer, we kind of looked at Moorhead, kind of tried to figure out, okay, what do we want to install early? Because we're probably going to use it against Moorhead. So we kind of built the install schedule based off of what we thought we would call against them. And that way it's not too big of an adjustment when we get to it. So right now there's nothing Moorhead. We're all offense, defense, you know, building the fundamentals of our schematics and kind of trying to find out, you know, who are those go-to guys, you know, who are winning those starting positions, those, you know, role player positions. And we got another week of that. Friday we have a scrimmage, and then after that we're moving on to Moorhead.
100%. That coach, let's get some, man. So when you're not being the head coach, man, running this great program that you're running, what's the things that you do in your spare time? This was the interest of our listeners up in Charleston, West Virginia.
Well, I've written a book. I've got a PhD, so I wrote a book on goal setting. I nerd out on goal setting and mental toughness and discipline. I've got three kids and a beautiful wife, and I spend the majority of my time with them. My parents, I live a half mile from my parents, so very family oriented. Don't get too far from my house and try to stay, you know, just spending as much time, quality time with them as possible. I work out a lot. I love to work out. I love to compete. I play pickup basketball, not during the season, but you're either going to find me doing some type of competition, hanging out with my kids, or writing a book or talking about leadership.
I also ask you about the goal setting piece, Coach, because I know that that's something I stress to my interns. It's about setting goals. I know for me in this show, I have what I want to get for sales, listenership, hits, or whatever you want to call it, and I set out to get that. You know, you want to always put something out there to try to attain it, then shoot past it. So talk about how important it is to set goals and to have measurables and markers to see where you are on your track to get that goal and bust through it and beyond.
Well, you know, you can't hit a target you can't see, right? So you got to set a target, and writing it down gives you, you know, a much better chance of, you know, I think it's 10 times greater chance of achieving it once you write it down and put it on paper. So that's where it starts. But for us, we focus on those daily goals. I like to reverse engineer my goals. So if I wanted to lose 20 pounds, I wouldn't really focus on that 20 pounds. I would focus, you know, kind of what do I need to do today? You know, I need to eat a certain amount of, you know, or not eat a certain amount of things this week. I need to, you know, work out a certain amount of times this week, you know, kind of set those weekly and daily goals. And that's what I focus on and try to keep track of how I'm doing. So, you know, for me, I have five things that I do every single day. I don't know if you've heard about it. It's called 75 hard, but you work out twice a day, you drink a gallon of water every day. You read 10 pages of a book every day, and you stick to your diet every single day without stopping for 75 days. So I really focus on, you know, the daily goals, and, you know, that hopefully that gets me to the end result. And I think when you focus on that end result too much, you're going to take a lot of losses, right? Because, you know, there's only one day of the year somebody wins a championship. So every day I can't focus on championship. I got to focus on, okay, connecting with my players, you know, measuring, you know, how we do in team, are our plays efficient? So just really going in and focusing on those daily, weekly goals is what I try to do. And the book I wrote is called Small Wins Equal Big Gains. So looking at those small wins, if you do enough of them, you know, it'll really create that end result that we're all looking for.
That's why I like your title, because I tell my interns about it all the time. Small wins. I say, because, you know, when you're like me, I don't have any backing besides what I do myself. So yeah. I'm fully independent. So it's like, for me, it's always been about the small wins. Oh, I got in here. I got this guest today. Like, so it's always to build this platform for 14, 15 years. A lot of small wins to get me here, to get to where I now I'm fully funded by my sponsors, not by, you know, going in my pocket anymore. You know, so it's like all those small wins went to the big game. So that's why I love the title of your book. Now, I'm glad my interns are here, make listen to hear this, because what I tell them all the time, maybe hearing from a different voice would help them to see key.
Oh, definitely. I always have to bring in speakers because our team probably gets sick of me saying the same things over and over again, like a broken record. But, you know, it's always helps when you bring someone in maybe from a different angle. And that's really what we're teaching is perspective. You know, our kids have great values, great parents. You know, we're trying to teach them maybe a different way to look at things that helps them, you know, have a more successful, more joyful life and to go on and achieve some of those goals, you know, like your interns that, you know, hopefully they achieve that end result by maybe changing a little bit of how they look at things.
Yeah, I got two of them going for doctorates, coach. So wow. Tell them. So if you could give them some tips why you can't about go for that dissertation to fit that that doctorate degree, man. Because I got two of them here who are going for that, man, in Georgia State.
Well, it's not going to be easy. It's going to take a long time, maybe longer than you think. That would be number one. But you know, I've always been good at following instructions. You know, so I. Whatever I was told to do, I just do it. You know, I was a very coachable player. And I think as long as it's laid out for me, you know, I'll be able to finish it. You know, so that was it. I just put my head down, do exactly what I was told to do, and just not stop until completion. But it took me 7 years. So it definitely wasn't easy.
100%. Well, Coach Pennington, thank you for your time today, Coach. We'll be looking for you and cheering for you, man. I'll reach the number offline in contact with you as well, man. Because I want to definitely cheer for you guys. I want to spotlight you on this show, man, because you have a lot of same values I do, man. So that's great. I definitely want to build a relationship with you down the road, man. Keep on going, brother.
Yeah, definitely. Send me your address. I'll send you a book. Just I'll shoot you one. I got a couple extras in the house. I'd love to send you one. Maybe give it to your intern or whatever you want to do with it.
Oh, I'm gonna give it for myself. I'll just give me the good tidbits for him.
Right, then you can give it to him. Thanks. A little bit at a time.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Coach, for your time. I can jump offline, man. We'll do this again real soon, man.
All right. Thanks a lot. Anytime.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z. Sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews. You name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com. Or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV. BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Gerald the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show. Twitter at Boss Man Show and Facebook Boss Man Show. It's the Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to the Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.